In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, St. Barnabas, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today in the Church's liturgy, we honor St. Barnabas the Apostle, and though he was not one of the 12, he is considered an apostle by the Church. Barnabas was a Jew born of the tribe of Levi, and he had been born in Cyprus, and he had his name changed by the apostles from Joseph to that of Barnabas, which means son of exhortation or consolation. He was also noted for his generosity in the early Christian communities at Jerusalem. Barnabas was befriended St. Paul and set him on the path to become the great, set him on the path, assisted him and set him on the path of following Christ. And it was Barnabas who introduced Paul to the other apostles. When St. Barnabas went to Antioch to consolidate the infant church there, he asked Paul to share his labors. After laboring a year at Antioch, the two apostles brought the offerings of the community to the famine-stricken poor of the Judean community. Together with St. Paul, Barnabas preached the faith in Cyprus and Central Asia and attended the First Council of Jerusalem. So Barnabas went with St. Paul on his first missionary journey. And during that missionary journey, St. Mark was also with them, but St. Mark, it seems, lost heart, and he did not continue on that journey and returned home. But on his second journey that St. Paul went on, St. Barnabas did not accompany St. Paul because Paul did not want Mark to accompany them. It seems that St. Paul had made a judgment that Mark, perhaps because he left the journey the last time, would not be persevering on the second journey, so he did not want Mark with them. But St. Barnabas decided to go with his cousin Mark. They were actually cousins. And it seems that St. Barnabas was able to strengthen Mark and to give him renewed courage and faith in following Christ, so much so that St. Mark eventually would accompany St. Peter to Rome, and also St. Paul would write about St. Mark, praising him in his virtue. The lesson I think we can learn from St. Barnabas is not to give up on others, and St. Barnabas did not give up on his cousin Mark, even though St. Paul was discouraged by him and did not want him to accompany them on their second missionary journey. St. Barnabas did not give up on his cousin Mark, but assisted him in being renewed in the faith by his prayers, by his encouragement, and by his example. And so we must too must not lose heart when we see perhaps others not pursuing the faith or pursuing their vocation with the zeal that they formerly had. But like St. Barnabas, we must encourage them, pray for them, and not give up on them. May St. Barnabas eventually, of course, died a martyr in Cyprus, where he was stoned to death. We can ask St. Barnabas again to give us his great missionary zeal today in proclaiming the gospel by our words and our actions, and to do so always with that charity which he did, that charity which filled his heart with the love of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.